Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mistress Stevie Mac has entered the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is, there it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. And then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yiggity yank it all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off the leash from the west to the east. I could be a beast with a leash. This here lyrical feast into your ear hold. My story is strong as gold and twice as nice and... How's your life? That's what I want to ask you right there. My wife is away for a week. Yes, yeah, she's in New York, so as you've guessed it, the house is a mess. Not really, but the toilet seats are all up. All of them. All three of them. We got three bathrooms in this house. And all three toilet seats are up, standing at attention. Original salute. Ready front. They'll be up. For a week because she returns. I guess the day she returns, I'll let all the toilet seats down and wash the dishes. Oh, I let the dishes pile up like the Empire State Building till the day she touched down in the aeroplane. That's how old folks say, an aeroplane. She got me hooked on Judge Judy. I didn't watch Judge Judy because I didn't used to like Judge Judy on People's Court. They got all kind of court TV shows. In fact, I did a Stevie Mac show on that, Stevie Mac News Report. My videos on YouTube, my Stevie Mac show. Back then it was called Stevie Mac at Night. This used to be called Stevie Mac at Night Radio. And I had Stevie Mac at Night TV show. Until one day someone said, hey, I love your at night show. I said, my at night show? Oh, we got to get rid of the at night then. Because it's really... I'm pushing Stevie Mac. And yeah, that's the brand I'm pushing. I'm not the at night. So we got rid of the at night. And it's just the Stevie Mac show now. In fact, the Stevie Mac show is live once a month. You can catch it live. Then it's all online. We're in Leimert Park during the art walk. Once a month, I shoot the show over there. All sorts of comedians, entertainers, actors, actresses, spoken word artists all come up before a live audience to do the damn thing. Yeah, they do what they do. Comedians make you laugh. The actors make you laugh and cry. The spoken word artist makes you say, oh, my, my, my. And the singers make you touch the sky and sometimes wipe a tear from your eye. Oh, yeah, we get down with the get down. And we got a special... giveaway this month. You know, I love giving away stuff. We're going to be giving away a $200 Beach Cruiser bike sponsored by Bike Attack Santa Monica. BIKEATTACK. Bike Attack Santa Monica. Yeah. So what happens is when you buy your ticket to the show, which is $10, that automatically enters you into the raffle to win that bike. Yeah. We just draw names. Boom. Just like that. Actually, we draw numbers because everybody gets a VIP wristband. Who buys a ticket, and a VIP ticket and a wristband automatically enters you into the drawing. I'm giving away gift cards. Got some Starbucks gift cards I'm giving away. Give away some Starbucks, Wendy's, and Fandango movie tickets last month. As well as we gave away a lot of stuff. So much stuff, it's hard to remember. Because, you know, I go to a lot of events in Hollywood, and I get swag bags, which are gift bags. They come with a lot of expensive stuff. And you know what? I'm not a hoarder. I don't just hold on to all that stuff, man. If I don't have a reason to have all that stuff, I give it away. I pass it on. I give it all away. Expensive stuff, too, man. Nice stuff. Balms, lotions, creams, jewelry, sportswear, clothes. I gave away a car. It's an electronic back massager. It's a whole seat that goes in your car. It goes in your car or on your desk, at your desk, your chair. But you plug it in, and it massages your whole back and buttocks. Brand new, in the box. I gave that away last month. So this week we're going to have a bike and some gift cards and some other stuff. But the show is off the chain. You got to come check it out. Go to steviemack.com, steviemack.com, and purchase your tickets now. This show is sponsored by Arch One Entertainment, Bike Attack, the Leimert Park Art Walk. Promac Group produces the show, and we've got DreamWorks. We got Dream Wonderkind. We got Number One Talent Agency and Dream Entertainment Management all in the house. So you want to come on down. Yeah, come on down and check that out. The Stevie Mac Show, live and coming at you direct, baby. Uh-huh. So that being said, I was looking at a news report today, and I got to tell you, man, this was way out. This woman decided she wanted to look like a Barbie. Not just a Barbie. She spent $120,000 on surgery to look like a Disney princess. And I'm throwing my hands in the air, quotation marks, because she don't look like it. I'm sorry. She just does not look like what she was trying to achieve there. Now, I've gone through the thing. I want to go back to the beginning of it. How do I get back to the beginning of it? Well, I'm going to tweet it, and then I'll go back and get it from Twitter. So I'm tweeting it now. You can follow me on Twitter as well. And everything, man, everything and everywhere on social media that I'm at, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, Snapchat, it can all be found at steviemack.com. The all-new, I must say, the all-new and improved steviemack.com. You want to go there and hook up with me on all social media. I'm actually loving my site. It was a challenge because, like, my old site had so much stuff on it. Videos, demo reels, bio, this, that, and the other. A store. So it was a challenge to create the new one because it was like, damn, do I want to go back and do all that stuff again? And lo and behold, you know, I need to put the date on here. Next show, blah, 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 blah. Lo and behold, I went and did it, man. Yeah, I just decided to go ahead and make it happen, Captain. And I am really impressed with my website. I mean, it's fantastic. Very professional, very clean, very cream, very cream, very professional. I hooked it all the way up, so I'm pretty happy with the way it looks right now. So the tour schedule's up. Stevie Mac Show in Leimert Park. Boom. Get your tickets here, there, everywhere. You want to get them at my website. That's where you want to get them at. We got Wonderkind, visual effects production company in the house as well. So let me go and get this tweet. I just got all fantasized at my website. Here we go. Let me put up the new tweet. Boom. And so there it is right there. This model spent $120,000 on surgery to look like a Disney character. So I'm going back to the site again. I'm going to start at the beginning. So I'll close the one that I was on because I was almost at the end. So this beautiful model was not happy with her appearance until she went under the knife many, many times. Her name is Pixie Fox. She's 25 years old, and she's had 15 cosmetic surgeries worth $120,000. Now, they have a picture of what she looked like before she went under the knife. It says, this is what she looked like before she went under the knife. Pretty perfect, right? What could she have possibly wanted to change? Now, if you go to my Twitter, at Comics TV Max, it's out there now. Just put it on Twitter so you can see the pictures I'm talking about. If you're locked into the chat room, let me open up the chat room. My bad. Here, I'll open up the chat room now. Boom. Bam. The chat room is attached to the show. If you're listening to the show on your computer. Now, your phone is a computer, too. You know your phone is a computer. You can listen to this show live Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's here in Hollywood. So if you live in the Midwest or whatnot, that's Central Time. That's 2 hours difference. 10 here is 12 there. If you live on the East Coast, it's 3 hours difference. If you live in New York, anywhere on the East Coast, Boston, Florida, it's going to be a 3 hours difference, okay? So it's 1 a.m. on the East Coast. So chat room's open. You can get in the chat room when you're listening live to the show. And I'm putting a picture in there right now. Boom. Here. Wait a minute. I put actually what I tweeted. Let me put this in there. Oh, I'll put the link to this actual article that we're reading right now. Here we go. Copy and paste. I like to talk my way through stuff. Well, I'm doing so. Boom, that's in there too. So, yeah, you get in that chat room, you can check it all the way out. Mm-hmm. All right, now back to the article here. So, yeah, man, she was a regular looking young lady, you know. Now, she was flawless. I don't see a thing wrong with her. Not nary a booger in her nose or a pimple on her puss. That's being the face. Okay. So, if she went under the knife, things changed drastically. So she was not happy just looking like a mere human. She actually wanted to look more like a cartoon. Specifically, she wanted to resemble Jessica Rabbit, you know, like a or Sleeping Beauty's Aurora. So here she is. She looks like a damn cartoon now for sure. I'm going to Google her name. Away from the story, Pixie Fox, Fox, spelled it right. So it looks like a lot of people been checking her out. I guess she's from North Carolina. So here she is, the images and stuff. Click on it and see some of the weird stuff to see. Yeah, she's gone through this whole metamorphosis. You're going to trip off of how far she went. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the biggest drawbacks of what she's been doing, she's going to wind up on that show, Botched. Yeah, she's definitely a candidate for that show, Botched. She's going to be on there. This is the other woman trying to look like a real-life Barbie doll. Yeah. But let me tell you, Barbie's a damn plastic doll. Not even a human. It's a toy. So if you heard me yawn, it's infectious. You probably yawn too. You cannot hear somebody yawn and not yawn yourself. Did you know that? Yawning is infectious. Yeah. So anyway, let's go and see what else she done to herself. She looks ridiculous to me. She's a Swedish-born model who recently moved to North Carolina. Her many plastic surgeries have targeted her breasts, butt, and especially her nose. In fact, she's had her nose job done 4 times. 4 nose jobs. She's trying to outdo Michael Jackson. when it comes to the nose job. Now, it's costing her $120,000 for all this surgery. How is she doing it? How is she paying for all this? She doesn't. Her 70,000 fans on social media foot the bill to help her reach her fairy tale happy ending. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to be a fairy tale happy ending. It's going to be a nightmare. Because what goes up must come down. I'm talking about all this silicone and stuff. That stuff melts. It drops. You know, this is only the beginning. Next year, Pixie will have more major changes made to her appearance. Mm-hmm. In fact, she wants to have fat relocated to her cheeks to make them more prominent. She wants to receive eyelash and hip implants as well. I mean, damn, this woman's just going all out. Let's see how freaky I can make myself. Another goal of hers is to shrink her 16-inch waist to 14 inches. 16 inches! Her waist is 16 inches. You know how small 16 inches is? My forearm is 16 inches. And that's a big forearm. Now, to achieve her goal, she wears a corset every day and exercises for up to 5 hours a day. She's also had 6 of her ribs removed. Removing ribs is risky since her organs are now less protected. 6 ribs removed. Yeah, she's going all out, y'all. So there it is there. That's what's happening with her. Believe it or not, that just happened. That could be in the book of Ripley's Believe It or Not. All right. I want to give a shout out to Justin Timberlake for creating a trending meme on the internet. Yeah. He put out yesterday on Instagram and on Twitter, your boy, Stevie Mac, dance moves from the music video, right? When we call it the Stevie Sway. It's when I'm swaying my hips, hey, and twirling around. Yeah, with a GIF. GIF is a G-I-F. A GIF is a video that loops. Maybe 2 to 3 or 4 seconds only, and it just repeats itself over and over. That's a GIF. But anyway, so we got the GIF going. This one reached over a million, almost a million and a half views on Instagram, and tweeted and liked many thousands of times on Twitter. Yeah, so I got to give a shout out to JT. Yeah, we're on first name basis now. We're on initial terms now. We just call each other by initials now. JT, yeah, I give a shout out to JT. You know what I'm saying, for putting that out there for you, boy. Stanley Mac, getting down with the get down. I'm going to go to Instagram right now and see how many views it's gotten over there. Whoop, whoop, to the whoop, whoop. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got to get somebody. Oh, here it is, Instagram. Bam. Bow. Okay, I'm going to Instagram now. Yeah. Click on Justin Timberlake's hyperlink so that I can get to it. Go to Stevie Mac's page. Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there it is right there. So let me go to his page. And it's still up on his page. And if I click on it, Justin Timberlake, 1.3 million views. Ah, wow. He left it up there for a few days now. This is good. It's been up there since yesterday. 1,346 comments. And some of the comments are funny, man. People say all kind of stuff. Someone right here said, I love Pure Colon Detox. I began taking it to help lose at least 10 pounds. Yeah, people be commenting in the comments. Somebody right here put, 778-558-4261. Justin's number just leaked. Let's see if that's Justin Timberlake's phone number. Hey, how about that? All right. Okay, so anyway, that's it, man. Boy, Stevie Mac. Yeah, Justin Timberlake got me all out there. Oh, the video for Can't Stop the Feeling has now surpassed 17 million views on YouTube. And it's just the beginning, man. Oh, Maceo got one too. Oh, so this is cool. So Maceo, when did you put Maceo up? These are all the dancers. So it's Monday. Do the Philip. Oh, that's Philip. Okay. So all the dancers from the music video, he's taken and given each of them their own moment to shine, which is so wonderful. Justin Timberlake. I thought he was a real cool dude, right? He's very nice. When I met him on the set and we danced in the music video, he came and shook everybody's hand. And between all the takes, he made jokes and had fun with us. JT was all the way live. So Phillips, I guess that says something about me, huh? Phillips got 950,000 views, and that was 3 days ago. Mine got 1.3 million. That was in one day. Let's see. John got 974,000. That was a week ago. I remember when he did John. John was the first one he did. I was like, oh, look at John. John's cool, man. But Stevie Mac got 1.3 million views. And why is that? Something about Stevie Mac, the Stevie Swirl, that has captivated, you know, all the people, man. People loving it, man. In fact, if you look at it, JT had put up here's one with the whole cast. Well, that's just a picture with the cast dancing. That only got 302,000, you know, views. 300,000. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty hip, man. That's pretty hip. All the other views on here's one that got 1.8 million, and that one was well deserved. And this one was the office of people doing a damn thing in Omaha. They had like 200 people in their office when they did this. Yeah. And so there it is. Well, look. That's 200 people in the video, right? And they got 1.8 million views. I'm just one person in the video, and I got 1.8 million and counting. I guarantee you, that's just one day ago. By the end of the week, that thing gonna be up to 2 million. So that says something about your boy Stevie Mac. That's all I'm saying, you know. I don't mean to, you know, blow my own horn, but yeah. But that's how we get down. Quit the get down. What else is going on, man? Well, a whole lot's happening in and around the world. It's beautiful here in sunny Southern California. I'm feeling for those who are living in Kansas and all the states that are being hit by tornadoes, man. Tornado Alley is what they call it, right? I wouldn't want to live out there. I live out here where there's earthquakes. I've survived several so far. Several, literally, in the 70s and the 90s and the new millennium. Maybe tons of earthquakes, actually, but major ones, like several, yeah. That was that, right? Tornadoes? Man, they tear up and suck everything up off the ground. Earthquake just shake the shit out of everything and stuff fall down. Hopefully your whole damn building don't fall down. Like what happened in the valley, Northridge, whole damn apartment buildings collapsed down on the lower floors. That was horrible. But now they're making people retrofit buildings so they can withstand earthquakes. I mean, all your building gonna do is like do the Stevie Sway. The Stevie Sway. That's the name Justin Timberlake gave my dance. And if you just hashtag, if you Google the Stevie Sway, let me Google it and see what happens if I just Google the Stevie Sway. The Stevie Sway, S-W-A-Y. Let's see what comes up. Stevie Sway, Reverb. Somebody come up with a damn song called it. Stevie Sway is on Facebook. Somebody got a name called the Stevie Sway. Yeah. Well, Stevie Sway on YouTube. Oh. I guess if I Google images, what come up? Stevie Wonder. Oh, you know how you sway side to side? Stevie Wonder. Okay, so that could be the Stevie Sway. But if you hashtag the Stevie, right? If you just hashtag the Stevie and hit enter, I come up. There it is right there. Justin Timberlake come up. Wow, how cool is that? Uh-huh. Everything related to the new song, Can't Stop the Feeling, comes up when you hashtag the Stevie. That's cool, man. I mean, that's just outrageous. Look, and if you hit videos, the song Can't Stop the Feeling comes up. And if you hit all, Justin Timberlake on Twitter, all day the Stevie Sway is the first thing that comes up. Holy crap. Wow. And on Facebook as well. On Instagram. Insta for videos. Insta op videos. What is that? Hashtag.com. Boy, I'm having my moment, huh? And you know what? That's just the beginning of it. Getting down with the get down. We'll be back here tomorrow with another exciting show. We always close this show out by telling you to visit StevieMac.com. In fact, we'll be back here Monday with another exciting show. This is a Thursday night rant. Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and the Reverend Al are on hiatus, and they'll be back next week. We'll see you then, my friend. We always close this show out by telling you visit StevieMac.com, StevieMac.com. Find out where I'm performing at a place near you. And if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. We also close this show out by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. And the truth is, the world is listening.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop, yeah!
Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop. Yep. Peace out now. Yep.